Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. This is a special fucking episode right here. We talk so much, my titties started itching. I'm sitting here with Dion.
So 5 minutes.
and Chris Spangle looking like a motherfucking house mom.
I'll get a haircut soon. I'm going to start calling myself Karen.
Yeah, he's a soccer mom. Until now, hey, y'all, stay tuned after the music. We have some good conversation for y'all.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
So, everybody know that my son is dealing with the, the COVID-19, coronavirus. Yeah. He's doing good, y'all. I'm so glad the motherfucker doing good, to be honest with you, because when I went up to his job to get him, he scared the dog shit. I mean, first of all, I don't know why, if a nigga don't fell out, why they call his mama to come get him from work when he's 30 some years old.
Yeah.
So I get up there where he work at, and he's
he
a first
responder. Emergency contact.
I don't give a fuck. You don't call me when somebody fall out. You call me when somebody motherfucking trip and fall and they break their arm or they cut their hand. I get up there, he in a wheelchair. He fat. They can't get him out the wheelchair. They trying to roll him to the front. The nigga laid the fuck out. And I'm like, what the fuck y'all do with my son? He didn't come here looking like that today. They said, well, ma'am, he ain't got no fever. I said, you a goddamn lie. The nigga look hot to me. And Kiara, his girlfriend, go up there with me. She laughing her ass off. So I got me a napkin and I touched him. I said, oh, this nigga hot. I said, he might got that shit, y'all. So,
wait a minute. You got a napkin to touch him?
Hell yeah, I wasn't touching that. He was laid out. He wasn't woke.
Where'd you get this napkin from? You pull it out your titty?
Oh no, I don't. I walk around my wipes. My wipes. That's what I had.
It's an aerosol virus.
I don't give a fuck. Somebody said he might have coughed and it land on his forehead, nigga. I wouldn't put my hand in that motherfucking shit. So
Stormy's so great.
So
the maternal instincts of, oh hell no.
So I had to go through all these gates to get inside his job. And I said, they said, he ain't got no fever. I said, bitch, he look hot. So I took my motherfucking wipe out. I said, oh, that nigga hot. Keep the wipe on his forehead. And it was a Clorox wipe.
So, you trumped him.
So I said, did y'all call 911? They was like, no, we called you. I said, that nigga ain't getting my car. Laid the fuck. I can't even lift his feet. And so he opened his eyes, and his eyes was fire red, y'all. Looked like somebody had sat his eyes on fire. And I said, oh, hell no. This nigga is sickly. And so I bagged the fuck up, right? And I'm concerned about him because I'm his mama.
Is that the reason why you're concerned about him? Otherwise, she wouldn't give a fuck.
All he said.
I hear the concern in your voice.
Get this hot nigga away from me.
Don't touch him.
Why y'all call me? I don't know this nigga. This nigga 30. What the fuck y'all call me?
He 32. All he said was, literally, he opened his eyes and he looked at me and said, why you didn't comb your hair before you came to my job? I said, fuck you, nigga. Why you hot? And why you looking like fucking Tales from the Crypts or some shit? Call 911. So I pick up the phone. I'm calling 911. I say, y'all motherfucking need to come up here and get this nigga. He hot. I think he got that shit.
We got to find this 911 call.
911, what's your emergency? That nigga got that shit. I don't know what the fuck they call me for.
Kiara, I look over at his girlfriend crying. I said, fuck you laughing at, bitch. This nigga on fire. And so
I love how hard she laughs at you being mean to him. It's so funny.
She said, Kira said, I mean, not Kira, the 911 lady said, ma'am, calm down. They on the way. I said, these motherfuckers think I'm putting this nigga in my car. This nigga knocked the fuck out. His eye red, he get in my motherfucking car with that shit. So I don't scare the shit out of his supervisor, right? I don't scare the shit out of them. I said, I don't know what you nigga did to this nigga, but this nigga ain't getting in my motherfucking car. And they all white people. So, finally, I hear right. I said, oh, I'm on the phone with the 911. I said, I think I hear somebody. These niggas on the way to get this nigga. So they pull up right where he work at. He's a first responder. So I guess they knew what was going on at his job. Nigga, they jumped out that motherfucker like they was in what's that movie, Contagious? They jumped out that motherfucker in a full body suit with the biggest motherfucking horns, the little breathing things on the side of that mask. I was like, where y'all getting the motherfucking mask from? Give me one of them goddamn masks.
Man, and we won't say where he works, but certain co-workers were screaming out the window. What?
Yeah, they were screaming out the window. I hope you die, fat nigga. I hope you die. And now I'm arguing with these motherfuckers. Fuck y'all, nigga. Y'all gonna die first. He a first responder.
Do the math.
I'd have been
one.
In that bitch. If he got it, you got it, motherfucker.
Yeah, he coming back. I said, he gonna beat y'all ass when he get back, fuck nigga. His supervisor's like, what the fuck is wrong with your mom? I said, they tell me they hope my son die. I ain't gonna touch a nigga, but I don't hope he gonna die. So they pull up right in a fire truck in a fucking paramedic. They jump out the motherfucking big ass breathing maxim and all this shit. I said, oh hell nah, what the fuck going on here? They said, we already know, ma'am. So they put him on the stretcher and they go at me twice. You want a coat? I said, I don't want a motherfucking thing that nigga got. Take that coat with that nigga. Whatever, his eye turn, his eyes red, might be on that motherfucking coat. Don't give me that goddamn coat. Put that shit on him. They're like, where and why did that? I don't know him. And then they checked their blood pressure, right? They said it was 205 or something.
Because you were there.
Screaming. You didn't have your hair combed.
And you were screaming in his face and wouldn't comfort him.
Nigga, you hot.
He just wanted a hug.
Why your eyes so fiery red?
All I want is just the touch of my mother.
You ain't getting in my motherfucking car.
I can buy that car. You ain't buy the motherfucking COVID-19, my car. My car, 2020. Nothing 19 is in it.
She don't even let 19-year-olds ride in the car.
So they put him in the ambulance, right? And they say blood pressure 205. Oh, hell no. I said, Kira, where that lights all at, bitch? Where that lights all at?
You don't want to catch the diabetes. You
don't want to catch the high blood pressure. What the fuck?
I gotta wipe this 205 down.
They was like, I'm for real.
I know you are. That's why we're laughing.
And then they said, they gonna look at me. They's like, don't even bother coming. I said, nigga, I ain't coming down there. I'm going home. I just cooked dinner. I'm going home. I said, Kira, don't go down there fucking with that nigga. They ain't gonna let you see him. He's special. They didn't let us in either.
So she calls and tells me this. And so my mom is a nurse at the hospital where they took him. And I want to thank the crack babies who donated masks to my mom. She really appreciates it. But I go, oh, I think my mom's going to be taking care of him. Can you take him his phone charger? I go, I don't think she's working today. All I need to get is COVID-19 because I'm going to talk to her to bring him his phone charger.
So I go down there to take him his phone charger, right? Because you know when they say they sick, they need to talk to you by FaceTime because we can't see him. So they got him in ICU. So I said, I go down there to take it. I give him his phone. And then I go back to take his phone charger. And then I told the lady at the desk, I said, ma'am, I need to give my son his phone charger. Well, I don't know. I said, look here, lady. I said, I ain't got time for this shit. My son got COVID-19. Got COVID-19? Then that bitch started running from me. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, ma'am? Yeah. I don't got COVID-19. Well, you been in contact. I said, bitch, I ain't seen my son in 3 weeks. I told him to stay the fuck away from my house when he wasn't washing his hand on time. Where the fuck are you going? I told my son to stay the fuck away from my house when he wasn't washing his hands on time. I said, I ain't got no COVID-19. Get my son in charge so I can FaceTime him back to health.
Did you ever comb your hair while you FaceTime?
But I remember him coughing. I said, stop coughing. I'm going to hang up. Don't you motherfucking cough. I'm going to hang the fuck up. I'm on FaceTime with nigga. That shit might travel through the lines and through my speaker. You know that 5G powerful.
Her suffering son. I can't talk to you under these conditions. Stop coughing.
Yeah, Zia. I said, stop coughing, nigga.
Did you? Was there a little part of you that was worried that if he was coughing on the phone with you, that you'd get it?
Yeah, by me FaceTime him, nigga. I started FaceTime him with a mask. That's how serious I was with Lysol and wipes in my hand. I was not catching that shit. Because he told me, he said, we going to call him too. He said, that shit make your head hurt. Shit. I couldn't do it. But the good part about coronavirus, and I know y'all don't think it's a good part to it, but it is. He lost 30 fucking pounds.
30 pounds?
Yeah. So I'm thinking about taking a Corona with
me. You ain't licking no toilet seats to lose 30 pounds.
I take it without the ventilation. He lost 30 pounds.
Last time we talked, and I asked about him, you know, he the only fat motherfucker who gets COVID-19 and gets hungry.
Oh, yeah. He said it make him really fucking hungry, too. So I said, Nakia, that's the wrong disease for you. You already eat like a motherfucker. And I know why he lost 30 pounds, because his girl can't cook. So she told him, she said, you quarantined with the wrong bitch, nigga. He said, motherfucker, here, bring me peanut butter and jelly. So I said, do you better eat? I can't keep eating this bullshit.
Sliding cheese slices under the door.
The kids, I hear my grandkid be like, daddy, how many chili dogs you want?
How many chili dogs?
Because she can't cook more shit.
I don't think chili dogs are good for COVID-19.
I don't think that's a nutritious meal at all.
Well, we made him some soup. He was so motherfucking happy. He didn't know what to do when Gary Allen took him that soup.
Well, do you want to take a break real quick and then call
him?
Yeah,
we're going to take a break and we're going to call him, y'all, so he can tell you about his experience with COVID-19.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We calling Ikea, y'all.
Hello.
What's up, bitch? Give me some of them nuts.
This is my real daddy.
Yeah. Fuck you. Let me see what your nuts
my mama
rocking.
Daddy.
That's my mama daddy.
Fuck you, Neil. This your mama.
This my daddy.
This your mama.
Both your parents say fuck you when they call. God damn.
She my daddy at night when the sun go down.
Easter bunny dick ass nigga.
What does that even mean?
The Easter bunny dick ass what?
Nigga. Cause he uncircumcised, so he's the little flap is the ears on the bunny. Y'all ain't got no imagination.
God damn.
I just thought that's how the Easter bunny answered his phone. That's what I
So we're having we're doing our podcast. You're the only coronavirus motherfucker I know. Well, I know a couple more. But you still in quarantine, so I'm gonna interview you like I'm a CBS news reporter and do not answer like our president.
Well, I know you can't read as well, so go ahead.
Fuck you, bitch.
So you're saying that she reads as well as Donald Trump. Is that what you're saying?
They took the same education level.
Fuck you. Donald Trump went to Harvard, bitch. I went to West End High School Street.
Donald Trump did not go
to Harvard. You went to Hardy.
Hardy's.
Might be true back in the day before I discovered Chick-fil-A University.
She got a PhD in Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah. That yellow, that orange sauce is the bomb. What's it called?
She got a diploma with Polynesian.
Yeah, Polynesian. That's it, nigga. My degree say Polynesian certified education.
They sell tubs of Chick-fil-A sauce now.
I don't need that shit. But anyway, we calling to talk to you about the coronavirus and that you look like a motherfucking buckwheat. And you look like you stink, son.
Nikea, she told us the story of when she came to pick you up. What can you tell us about when she came to pick you up? What is your version of events?
Oh, her hair was nappy as hell. That's my first thing on my mind.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm your mom. I came out there to see about you. That's why I left that chloride wipe on your head. Nigga, I want to touch your rise from the dead looking ass.
All I seen, she had slave rope plaited in the head.
Slave ropes?
What?
That's what it looked like.
I had plaits on my head. Looked like I was set it off. I was deep conditioning my hair when they told me to come get that nigga.
So it was like braided?
Yeah, like long plaits. I got my hair really long, so it was in different little plaits all over my head. So they told me to come get him, and Kiara called me and said, they said he can't walk. And I was like, what the fuck? So I went up there like a concerned mother, and he ripped by my motherfucking hair.
When did you start feeling bad that day?
When he ate them 1,900 wings.
Nah, I ain't start feeling bad until I laid on throughout the day doing work. When I got like this massive headache was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I called a medical guy about 3-4 times to come see me.
And what he said? Point.
And after he finally came, my blood pressure was at like 202.
Yeah. Ain't it usually 201?
You noticed that 1-point difference, nigga, was making a call.
He had 1-point difference. He his ass up.
Don't worry, Dan. Your blood pressure get 202, you would disappear, nigga.
You goddamn right.
Excuse me, Dion Gaines. If he weighed 203, he'll disappear. Dion still got his newborn heart.
You only get one, nigga.
It's not like
I can't wait to get my adult heart. What the fuck?
It done, you didn't grow, nigga. Dion
and all his shirts would faint away like Thanos snapped his finger.
Mm-hmm. So when you started feeling bad, didn't you fall out?
I did, Pat. Well, I went in and out of country several times, so.
Hey, are you on? Hey, Nikea, real quick. Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Can you take us off speaker? It doesn't sound as good.
Okay.
So you passed out?
Yep.
All right, that was great.
I passed out. Nah, yeah, I passed out then. All I remember, a bunch of people trying to put me on the ambulance bed. That's about it. Then from there, I can't remember when I was in the truck.
So
I know by the time you said what now?
Do you remember her showing up at all?
I just remember her showing up just that when I seen her, and I opened my eyes a little bit, and I seen her.
Can you walk us through what?
I can still hear it. I was still responsive. So I still can hear everything. You know, I wasn't like completely out.
You look completely out.
Yeah, but I still can hear everybody.
What was I saying?
I really don't know.
I don't think you can hear nobody, son.
I heard a little bit here and there. I ain't hear bits and pieces.
Are you on the toilet?
I'm on the toilet. No.
Okay. And so, was you scared when you got to the hospital when they brought you back through? To or through or whatever the fuck they did to you?
You said, was I scared?
Yeah.
No, not really.
When you woke up, was you scared?
I was already woke. I was
all right,
there.
Well, tell us about the time. Tell us when you peed on yourself.
Jesus Christ. Well, I didn't notice that till like later on during the process.
What? You really did pee yourself?
That was like in the truck. I mean, you know that after they took all my clothes off. I mean, I didn't feel nothing. My body was numb. I didn't feel nothing. I didn't know what was going on.
Dang. You didn't feel all that dick pissing.
Nah.
You didn't get any of your
It ain't like how
years.
You can feel all your dick pissing on you, so you know.
Bitch, I ain't got no dick.
So, did you have symptoms? Like, did you not for like the days leading up to that?
A week before you had symptoms, right,
did
son?
Did you just like, what did you feel
so
before?
So, like, when I first, I felt like the first, my throat was like really itchy. So I thought I was getting like a sore throat. So I took medicine for sore throat. Then the sore throat went away, went from me losing my taste. Then my taste went away. After my taste went away, I lost my smell. So that was like already like in a week process. Mm. But then again, I didn't have nothing else. I thought my taste was coming back soon.
And so you run around taking Mucinic when you got the COVID-19. And so I remember him the night before, he was with my youngest son and he had on his mask. And Juma said he was coughing like a nigga who smoked cigarettes.
Really?
And Juma rolled down the window and said, "Hold your head out the window this whole ride." So
Dumb and Dumber.
So
Ace Ventura.
So Nakia needed Juma to help him move some bump bags. So Nakia literally rolled with the window down while he got his mask on, coughing out the window. Because Juma said, "Whatever you got, nigga, gonna land on the back of Poppy truck." Which thank God for that, because Juma ain't got sick. So when you got to the hospital and then you realize, tell us about when you test positive for when the test came back, how the nurse came and told you.
So when I test positive, they usually come. They've been coming in the room the whole time. So when I found out I test positive, nobody else came back in the room. Everybody just started talking from the door. So when she told me, she just cracked the door open a little bit. "You test positive for COVID-19. I'm like, "All right."
And slammed his ass back up in there.
He ain't come in at all.
Can you blame him?
I mean, it is what it is. So
was it just like, was it like a really bad cold, or like what could you compare it to? What did it feel like?
Well, I just felt like
the way you look. I would say gonorrhea.
The way I felt.
The way you look, I would say gonorrhea.
Yeah, it looked like you had a bad case of gonorrhea. If you're gonna compare it to something,
it felt like an extra lazy nigga came in my body. It made me very tired.
What an extra you? Lazy nigga, as opposed to just a regular lazy nigga you've been your whole life.
Thank you for translating. Because
what?
I was like, who's coming in what?
Extra lazy nigga. That it was like me twice.
Alrighty then.
Now, Nike, is it true? I've heard that only gay guys get this. Is that right? Right, Dion?
Well, I guess he would be next, Chris.
I don't know. A Chris Blonde Parker can take that.
No, but like seriously, like what did it feel like? Was it like a... like a bad cold?
It just made me feel like really tired. That's how I felt. I felt tired and felt like I didn't want to get up and move at all. But it's something I like had to force myself to get up. So I like forcing myself to work out in the hospital. Mm. So, it's all in your... You said what?
Did you have a fever the whole time? Like
I did have a fever. You know, my fever would go up and down. So my fever dropped for like 98. Then later on at night, it would spark up in the middle of the night to like 103.
How many days did you feel like that?
For 3 days.
Wow.
Three days that I felt in the hospital.
Did like your lungs hurt? Were you coughing a bunch?
No, I didn't have any breathing issue. My lungs wasn't hurt. I wasn't coughing or anything like that. Just like the migraines, you know, things like that kept happening. The headache.
What type of medical care did they give you as far as to help you? Like, were the nurses constantly coming back in the room? Or did they just leave you by yourself and, you know, push this button?
No, it was like constantly. I had people like in the middle of the night constantly putting IVs in me and running, you know, taking blood and stuff like that from me constantly. So it was like late at night, they was constantly doing something towards me, giving me the medicine at night. The pills that I had to take 3 days out of the pills I had to take 3 times out of the day.
How many things did they shove up your ass?
Yeah.
Nothing got shoved up my ass. Yeah.
What were they giving? Like, what kind of medicine?
Other than the deer though to chew on, anything else you ate?
Now, Nakia, serious question, though. When are you going to get back to kissing guys?
Kiss him what?
Do you miss him, Chris?
Yeah, do you? Fuck you, Dio. What the turn my own joke around on me.
When you gonna kiss me again? What the
Foiled
fuck?
Again.
When do you come off quarantine?
So I come off on Tuesday.
So what was it like with your first doctor's appointment?
The first doctor appointment, it was just basically check to see if I had any breathing problems, any fevers and stuff like that. Basically, any symptoms I was showing, which I wasn't. So, but I still get these slight migraines throughout the day. Hmm.
So are you keep like? Are you trapped in your room? Like, where are you? Are you quarantined for the kids?
I think when I was at work, where it really probably set it off, when I took an Advil at work. When I took that Advil at work, that's when everything sparked up for me.
So, you're not supposed to take Advil.
I didn't know I had it. Yeah. Yes, I said I didn't know I had it. When I took the Advil, that's what made it worse.
There's something in Advil I vaguely remember.
Like, I think it's an aspirin or something they got.
No, the way that ibuprofen and Advil work, it's
neither one of them is good for that.
It does something to certain receptors in your body, and that's the same receptor that COVID attacks. And so when you take Advil, it just basically gives the virus free rein and like really fucks you up. So that makes total sense.
Yeah, because they got them on Tylenol. So yeah. If you're still having headaches, you need to be quarantined a little bit more, son.
Yeah. Sounds like a no from Nikea.
This one is the one I told you from the I need to when I had my dentist appointment that I couldn't go to due to this quarantine situation.
We hope so, son. Because you can't. All I'm saying, son, I don't need to see you to 2022.
She said, "Get lost, man." Hey,
cancels Christmas, bitch.
Hey, soon as I get out on Tuesday, I'm dip setting to your house real quick.
Nigga, you come over here, you have so much Lysol and Clorox wiping bleach down your throat, in your face, up your ass. We dishing you.
You gonna dish that nigga?
If you come over here, everybody
douche. Okay.
Dish. What did I say?
Dish.
Dish.
I was like, is this something I'm not missing?
Dishing his ass. You know, the kid, your mama used to stick up a vagina to clean your daddy out
of him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we going to do to him. Don't you come over here. I don't need to see you to 2021 around Easter when Jesus rise again. 2022.
Around Easter.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with you. Don't you come over here. We don't want none of that shit. I can't handle shit. I can't have no gunshot room, no STD, no COVID-19, no COVID-1, no COVID-2, no Corinthians. I can't have the shit. No throwing the rice over your back. I can't handle none of that shit. Throwing the rice over your back, that's the wedding.
She I can't no Corinthians. I don't want to read the Bible.
One time I got Galatians, it hurt so bad.
No Revelation, no Genesee, no Lutheran, no Lutheran 5. I can't have none of that shit.
What about Jackson 5?
Jackson 5, Prince.
Tweedly Diddly.
Stevie Wonder. Gap Band.
Have you heard that Stevie Wonder can see? Have you heard that conspiracy?
No.
Y'all haven't seen the videos of Stevie Wonder? Man, so. This is how
boring. All right, Nikhil, we're going to call you later. Go and eat your Grubhub.
Bye.
Stay safe, Nikhil.
Stay safe, Noob. That's my son with the coronavirus. He's doing well. Thank you for your prayers and your $10 donation.
So I've been bored, obviously, been stuck in the house. Yeah. And I got down a goddamn YouTube rabbit hole where I saw this video of a conspiracy where people think Stevie Wonder can see. And so I started seeing all these videos. There's a video of Anthony Anderson. He was talking about he did this benefit show with Stevie Wonder, and he's out on stage, and Stevie walks right up to him and goes, "Hey, Anthony, take me to the piano." And he's like, "Nigga, how'd you know where I was?" He's like, so he had to play it off. Then there's another video of Paul McCartney. There's all these people on stage, and Paul McCartney dashes across the screen, and he knocks over a microphone stand. Stevie Wonder catches it. It's like, how the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
They got that extra sense. The shit you don't
Steve
use.
Steve Harvey was like, "Yo, so Stevie, I was supposed to do an interview with Stevie Wonder,
and I had just bought this brand new truck, and Stevie Wonder's late, so he's like, man, where the fuck are you, Stevie? Stevie Wonder calls him. He's like, yeah, I'm outside in your truck. I'm pulling up right now. And he was in Steve Harvey's brand new truck driving it. Lionel Richie did an interview on, I think, Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon, and he was talking about, yeah, I got in the car with Stevie Wonder. He's like, yeah, man, let's go. And he was like, but nigga, you blind. He was like, don't worry about it. And he fucking got in the car. He was parallel parking.
Oh, this, I mean,
so Stevie Wonder can see, man.
Could you keep it up that long? I mean, it's been 80 years since he's been famous, right? Like, he's old as hell.
That man ain't that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I know Stevie Wonder blind. Because if Stevie Wonder could see how much he done lost his hair and his hair hanging on by the back of his head with them beads, nigga, if somebody don't stop braiding Stevie Wonder, only a blind nigga walk around with a head looking like that. Do you know how heavy them wooden beads is Stevie Wonder be wearing on the back of his head?
How you think he be getting disability this long? If they find out he can see, he gonna have to cut his
Stevie
head.
Stevie Wonder doesn't need disability checks.
He get them anyway. You think he don't? You got your motherfucking mind. You best believe he add that $33 a month to his fucking millions. That shit covers taxes.
This nigga said Stevie Wonder can't see and he gets disability. Now that ain't doing nothing but robbing the government and his fans. Now I know Stevie can't see, because if he seen his haircut, he would be mad at the next nigga who let him walk around like that.
Did you see the and apparently this is an old conspiracy, but that Donald Trump is a time traveler?
Yeah. He the Wicked Witch, nigga, from Hollywood. hell yeah, he a time traveler. He's an old Russian bitch who was evil, that didn't get power, then came over here and died and became undercover as Donna J. Trump, which means Donna Jackass Trump, and came and act like he a fake-ass billionaire hotel owner. And then he done tricked us. I think he Hitler. He's a fat Hitler.
So allegedly, Hitler's still alive down in Brazil.
Yeah.
Hitler?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He escaped to Brazil. Yeah. Because the Russians moved in and they never found Hitler's, they found charred remains and that the Germans said was Hitler, but they never actually found Hitler's body. They think it was just one of his stunt doubles.
How old would he be today?
Like 119.
Oh, that nigga dead.
Yeah. I mean, he's.
Evil don't last that long.
He was born in the late 1890s.
Oh yeah, he did. Ain't nobody in no Germany. He probably was in Germany. I mean, he probably was down in Brazil, but nigga, that nigga ain't able to coconut now.
I don't know. They do some transgender operation down there. He probably got a fat ass and some titties.
Nigga, ain't no
big booty Hitler.
Ain't nobody fucking no 100-year-old sexy bitch.
Just saying. You never know. That carnival will be lit as fuck.
First of all.
The niggas down there.
First of all, Hitler was white. So that ass ain't going to hold up like that. I don't give a fuck how many pillows you stuff in
you
that ass.
You think he went down there with no money?
No. But I'm saying he 109. Who wants to fuck? Your booty can be 80. Your booty can be 75, but that pussy hit like 109. Dry, sleepy, and very dry throatish.
I think that's just because you used yours way too early.
So you're saying she's 48, but her pussy's 97.
At least.
You don't know shit about my pussy. I'm 48 and my pussy 44. Cause I've been married almost 30 years.
Your pussy got left back in the third grade. What the fuck?
Just all the years my husband skipped.
The not at all years.
All the not at all years. You got
sounds like
right.
A movie.
I don't know about
the
you guys.
The Miss Pat story. The not at all years.
And maybe the listeners are with me, but I say not at all the time now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely a thing.
It's so funny.
Not at all. Yo, no pussy. Not at all. But my friend laughed so hard when he said, I said, Gary. He said, what? Want some pussy? Not at all.
How's he feeling with his eye?
He feeling good. He still don't want no pandemic pussy.
that always at home pussy.
Yeah. Pandies, it's a pandemic out there. We both be social disking. Nigga, we were social disking before this disease came
social
out.
Social disking. It's like a... It's the new Olympic sport.
It's like a disco dance. It's a social discus.
What's the name of this episode?
Social discus. What are the fuck it called? Stay away from a nigga, what I say. I was at Lowe's today, and this, you know, you got to be 6 foot. 6 feet or whatever from somebody. And so this guy in front of me, I could tell he was like on some type of drugs because he drinking milk. And it made me think he was maybe on meth or some shit and trying to keep from throwing up because he drinking a milk out of a fucking water bottle. And boy, he couldn't be still. So I look at this old man behind me. I said, this nigga on something. He was a white man. I said, this motherfucker right here is on something. And then he just turned around and started talking. I said, nigga, we social discing it. Stop that bullshit. Stop talking. Shut the fuck up. Won't be talking to no motherfucking low line to you, nigga. You on this shit. You can't be still. Your shoe turned up. Like they trying to fight each other. Get the fuck away from me.
What? What does that mean?
Nigga, shoe turned up like they been fighting this shit.
The toes curl up like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah,
curl up.
Yeah, like a motherfucking bike cliff.
Like a what?
A bike cliff.
A ramp?
Yeah, like a ramp. Y'all so fucking stupid. Yeah.
I take it back. That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
Bro, so she called me the other day and she
fuck you,
like,
D.L. I knew you were going to
say that. Fucking ice lion, nigga. I was like, what?
Say it. What?
She was trying to say snow leopard.
Somebody went out there and got ate up by an ice lion. I said, hey, fuck with them goddamn ice lions. He up there laughing. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Nigga, you don't be up there with them motherfucking ice lion.
Tell
me
that's not a better
up.
Name for it.
That's so funny.
I like bike cliff better than I like ramp.
Wouldn't it be crazy if in like 200 years you were at time travel, you go forward and they were called bike cliffs and it started right with her?
I would doubt it.
You are choking the shit out of me.
But we literally between episodes are all coughing because we just are laughing so hard.
Yeah, bike cliff, nigga. That what his shoe would turn up. I said, what the fuck wrong with your motherfucking shoe, nigga? They look like, you know how them Chinese people be putting they wires in them wooden shoes so their feet won't grow?
Yeah.
That what his shoe look like.
Feet binding.
That what it is. Yeah. His feet were binding, too. They were about to hit the back with flips like the motherfucking shoes he had on.
He had feet biting.
Yeah, I said, look here, motherfucker. We social distance. Stop turning your ass around. Stop talking to me, motherfucker. I'm just here for some sheetrock. I'm not here for COVID-19 and sheetrock. Turn your monkey ass around. The fuck you out here for? High as you. High as a motherfucking
kite. All right, let me bleep that one.
That's a Jewish slur.
That's a wrong application of the word kite.
What?
Yeah, what you just said is... not a good word to say.
Yeah, it's a T. It's not
a K. Kite is a kite. I hear that all the time.
Kite.
Kite.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Kite is fine.
Kite is what you're supposed to say. It's the waving thing in the air.
I said hi is a k.
Yeah, that's
no, you're not
no,
saying
no, you're not
it
saying
at all.
It right. No.
What am I saying?
You're saying k.
What the fuck is a k? I ain't never heard no motherfucking k.
It's a Jewish slur, and I wish you would stop saying it.
Fuck, you ain't never heard no k.
Stop saying
I
it.
Please, I swear to God.
Well, let me ask you this. Because you motherfuckers are retarded. What do it supposed to mean?
What it's a slur.
For what? Like
for Jews, yes.
Why they call them that?
I have no idea.
Why do they call us
so like, do they say they fly high as a c-?
No.
Just move on. Just
this no, is like, I never heard of that.
My 2.0.
You gotta learn. Somebody else been saying the same
you're
thing out there wrong.
You're saying kite.
I'm saying K-I-T-E, nigga. Like yes, the thing right. Be okay. Flying
that's
with the butterflies on it.
That's what you think you're saying. But what?
I know what the fuck I'm saying. I said it. Fuck is you talking about?
What we're hearing.
I don't give a fuck what you hear. I'm saying K-I-T-E. High as a motherfucking K-I-T-E. Is that better?
That's yes, perfect. That's, that just
that's
stick with
golden.
That. Golden. Stick with that from here on out.
Y'all kill you know, me. I'm
be,
sorry
you're
that you
be out
here
in Hollywood in a meeting and say it and it's going to go bad.
Yeah. It's a very offensive term to Jewish people.
I've never. I'm gonna call my Jewish friend.
Oh no! Lord no, Jesus. No! That is not sorry, a good the board. Idea. The board is not working.
It's a really bad.
Call Quisha.
Quisha ain't never heard that shit.
Just don't call your Jewish friend. Oh, whatever you
do. You know, Michael. You know that Michael Jackson song. They don't really care about us. Mm-hmm. Kick me. Don't you black or white me? They bleep that out. That's how bad of a word it is.
They did that video dirty because they had to reshoot it. I was talking to Dion the other day, and I was telling him when I was a kid that in Atlanta, Georgia, they gave us rape whistles. At school.
She goes, you remember having a rape whistle? And I go, no.
I never was issued one of the, we had slap.
I don't think anybody wanted to fuck me as a kid.
At Plainfield, at Brentwood, we had slap bracelets.
No, we had rape whistles.
I had a trapper keeper. That was the closest thing.
We had rape whistles. And so.
Did you go to some dystopian thing?
No. God they damn. Gave them out to keep us safe. So when you felt like you were getting raped, you're like,
we know what a rape whistle is. You shouldn't have to give them to little kids. That's the part we don't believe.
They gave it to the whole damn class.
Whole school. And I called Quisha.
She said, what color was yours?
Mine was blue. Quisha said hers were pink. What? And they didn't work out because we wouldn't stop blowing them.
Ain't nobody raping this many goddamn kids. That's all I hear is whistle.
Tell that to Michael Jackson.
Fuck you, Chris. I'm serious. We had rape whistles. And Quisha said she remember Danger Stranger. I just remember getting a whistle and we're like, phew, 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 phew.
The rape whistle song.
But it was literally they
this
gave
is the rape
the
that does it. It just goes on and on.
So Dion said, did you blow when your baby daddy came by? I said, she. I put my wuss in my pocketbook.
They didn't mean it to be like a rapist duck call.
I'm she serious. Out there in the skate ring blowing her whistle. Ain't nobody hearing it.
Yeah, we all got rape whistles. My husband remember the rape whistles too.
How old were you?
We was like in elementary.
So under 10.
Yeah, they gave the whole school like you got to pick your color.
Was it like a DARE program thing?
I think it was like a DARE program. I don't know where the name rape whistles came from, but if you was getting raped.
Yeah, no.
You supposed to blow the whistle, and somebody's supposed to jump out like motherfucking Spider-Man and save you.
But it is kind of a dumb concept, you're right. Yeah, right.
And we, I think we blew him so much that the man didn't know who to help. He just quit.
He just clocked out. I can't save all these kids.
Hold on, sir. I need to get my whistle out. Could you please take a break?
Yeah, we got rape whistles in elementary school.
I can just picture it now. Every stroke, there's a whistle blow. He tearing that little boy up.
Oh, they just thought it was the Catholic Church bell.
They should get a Catholic Church rape whistle. But yeah,
people should stop going to fucking Catholic Church. They ain't changed in 100 years. Mm-mm. Better leave your child booty hole alone.
Yeah. Get him a rape whistle.
Get
one.
Jesus at home. You don't got to get fucked by the
priest. I wonder who bought them. Because it was something printed on the side of the rape whistle, but I can't remember what it was.
Say no to dick.
I don't
case
know.
Officer too friendly stops by.
Yeah, we got rape whistles in elementary school. I remember mine because they gave one a little rope around your neck and you just blew that motherfucker all day
I
long.
I vaguely remember the DARE package, but mine had like a ruler.
It wasn't called. We didn't have a DARE package. They gave. I don't know if it because it was like we had that kidnapping with black kids going on in Atlanta with Atlanta mask murderers. I don't remember. I just remember the rape whistles, and that's what we call them. And they said if you're in danger, blow the whistle, somebody will save you. But literally the whole school blow the whistle all day long.
It really is a stupid idea to give a grade school whistles at the same time.
Yeah,
and then the teacher said, give me that goddamn whistle. Hey, bitch, I'm in danger.
She just went home, walked in the door, and started blowing the whistle.
My mama probably crashed mine, but yeah, we were both.
You know what was fucked up is they were all signaling to the rapists, here we are, we're over here.
Yeah.
But
That's fucked up. That's how much they don't give a fuck about black kid. We gonna give you a whistle so you can get raped.
Y'all just signaling the rapists. We're over here.
Yeah, come get us.
Just play ice cream truck music.
Yeah, we all had the motherfucking rape whistle. And I had to call Quisha. I said, I know somebody remember the rape whistle.
I don't think, I'm trying to remember. I don't think we got that.
Never.
Well, I grew up in Atlanta. So they gave us all, who is that?
Junebug.
Junebug, did you ever get a rape whistle?
He said, Ma, not doing this, Ma.
He didn't get no rape whistle.
No. I'm trying to think. I don't remember my brothers coming home with whistles.
In fifth grade, we had sex ed class, and the girls all kind of snuck back with pads up their shirts. They got tampons. That's closest to even close to it.
No. Yeah, my sex education class was nothing like
that. I was pregnant.
So you were late for class?
No, my period was late. I was pregnant. I told y'all about that. My teacher put me out of class.
Because you were knowledgeable.
Yeah, because the little dick they showed him. And I was like, y'all, this ain't true. Anybody did that little.
Micro penis is a condition, though.
Yeah. It's very hurtful when you talk like
well,
that.
Well, she said.
To the listeners.
She said it wasn't erected yet. It wasn't woke up
yet.
It's
a grower, not a shower.
No, she just said this ain't what it really looked like when they wake up. And I said, I don't know nobody look like they don't solve.
Even that man that was like, I got a rat in my ass.
Oh, J-Bear. How did you, did I ever tell that story?
You told it to me. I don't know if you told it. I don't think you told it.
Oh, so before I even became a drug dealer, I lived in a West End, not Fast Street. I lived over near Aspen Street in Atlanta, Georgia. It was the ghetto. So it wasn't crack. It wasn't crack yet. It was heroin in the community. We had this big time ass drug dealer who was selling heroin, or whatever the fuck you call it. And this guy was an engineer, a fucking engineer, made good fucking money. And his brother was a heroin drug dealer. And his name was J-Bear, very smart black man. But he would shoot dope. He would shoot the heroin. And when he shot the heroin, he would get butt-ass naked and say, I don't give a fuck who he talked to, bend over and say, get the rat out my ass! Get it out my ass! And I remember one time... I'm pregnant, licking up his ass. I'm like, J-Bear, ain't no rat in your ass. Yes, it is. He tried to get him out, pull him out. I'm like, I ain't sticking my motherfucking hand up your ass, J-Bear. I don't see no motherfucking rat up your ass. So it became a thing when he shot dope. Everybody know he was going to ask you to get the rat out his ass. So we just literally walked by him and pay him no attention. I remember him standing on the car, the rat in my ass with his ass, fucking legs in the air like somebody was fucking him. No matter where, he would run out the house and say, holla, get butt ass naked. And when he came down, he was so embarrassed. He was a totally different person. He would come. It was almost like he turned into the Incredible Hulk. Yeah. And then he realized he was naked when he came down.
Yeah.
And we would just have his clothes set next to him after he is that literally
rats in my ass.
You wouldn't like me when I have rats in my ass.
He literally, every time he shot though, he would scream, get the rat out, man. I've never seen nobody just fist they booty holes. The way he wasn't even gay, he was married. The way he would go up in his asshole.
That's not a blocker. It's Atlanta. That's what they do.
Well, I don't know if J-Bear did or what, but J-Bear used to always scream, get the rat out of his ass. And that's the first time I ever really dealt with somebody who did drugs.
Right.
Because, I was pregnant with Ashley. So, you know, I knew you would wake up in the morning, needles would be all over the place and shit. And my mom was diabetic. So I'm like, it's a lot of diabetes in this diabetes motherfuckers in this neighborhood. Then I learned that they were shooting dope.
Right.
And then that's why J-Bear act like that. And I used to ask him, I used to say, J-Bear, why do you shoot dope? He says, so good. I said, but you always hollering about the rat up your ass.
What'd he say?
He don't remember the rat being in his ass when he came down.
Wow. That would be so embarrassing.
Well, not after he done did it 10 years in a row, 10 years right. straight. So, you know, what we did as a community to support him, we just made sure whatever he took off.
Rat ass tote bags.
Yeah.
Fundraiser.
Rat a toot toot. We just made sure wherever he got naked at, wherever he started to come down at, we had his clothes near him That's so nice. He could put his clothes back on.
That's nice.
But that was the craziest shit ever said every Friday. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.